International Bible Studies. Lesson for May 15, 2022. The Promised Seed. Key verse, If ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Galatians 3 verse 29. Selected Scripture. Galatians 3 verse 15 through 29. Whenever God calls someone to his service, he has a specific purpose or object in mind, as he did with Abraham. This faithful patriarch was directed to leave his native country for a life of separation from its heathen influence. He also had a great influence upon his children, and later upon the nation of Israel, because of a promise he received indicating that by obediently responding to this calling, all the families of the earth would be blessed. Genesis 12 verse 3. As Abraham's natural descendants, Israel was given the first opportunity to qualify as God's means for blessing the human family. Obedience to the law covenant would have prepared the nation to accept Christ when he came and, through faith, be joined with him to become the seed of promise. God said to them, If ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and an holy nation. Exodus 19 verse 5 and 6. Paul, under the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, provides us with much understanding concerning how this aforementioned blessing will come to fruition. He references the fact that as a result of Jesus' perfect obedience throughout his earthly ministry, the law covenant was fulfilled. Romans 10 verse 4. Colossians 2 verse 14. Additionally, Paul reminds us that the law provided at Mount Sinai through Moses was added over 400 years after God's promise to Abraham. The law was given to illustrate that sin was having a degrading effect upon the human family, as well as to demonstrate to the Israelites and everyone else the impossibility of any imperfect human being keeping the divine requirements for obtaining life on earth. Through all of this period, however, the original Abrahamic covenant has continued to remain in force. And the blessings to be accrued will be realized during God's kingdom of righteousness, when Satan will be bound and unable to deceive mankind. Galatians 3 verse 16 through 19. Revelation 20 verse 2 and 3. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3 verse 24 through 28. Our key verse affirms that all consecrated believers throughout this gospel age who comply with the conditions of discipleship, through baptism into Christ's death and faithfulness in keeping their covenant of sacrifice, will be a part of this spiritual seed that will bless all of mankind in the approaching kingdom of God. What a privilege is ours to understand God's marvelous plan for the restoration of mankind from the devastating effects of sin in this present evil world. If faithful, we will also have the glorious privilege of being in the presence of Jesus, the King of Kings, throughout eternity. Revelation 17 verse 14.